You're listening to the SCAC 20th Anniversary Podcast. The Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference is celebrating 20 years of academic and athletic excellence. As a part of the celebration, the conference is taking a look back at the top 20 moments of the past 20 years in each sport. Today we are taking a look back at the top moment in men's basketball history. February 26, 2006, junior wing Austin Brown nails a 61-foot shot off the glass at the buzzer to lift DePaul University to a 64-61 victory over Center College, an SCAC men's basketball title and ticket to the 2006 NCAA Division III Championship. The shot is selected as ESPN's Play of the Day, and the Cable Television Sports Network airs a video clip of the fantastic finish, complete with commentary by WGRE's Wes Anderson and Steve Powell on SportsCenter. The audio of the two students' play-by-play of the winning basket also airs nationally on ESPN Radio. 3 days later, Brown, who was named MVP of the SCAC tournament, is interviewed live by ESPN2 Cold Pizza co-host Dana Jacobson, where the junior says, I was kind of just at the right spot at the right time, and I knew I didn't have much time left, so I threw it up and saw, wow, what might have a chance to go in, and it went in. It was just amazing. Today we are joined by the man who hit the game-winning shot, DePaul graduate Austin Brown. And Austin, first of all, thanks for joining us, and congratulations on the top moment.
Thanks for having me.
Austin, first of all, just take me through your mindset heading into Championship Sunday, knowing you were going to face Center, having already lost them, you know, twice in the regular season, once in overtime, a second in double overtime. I'm sure there was plenty of motivation heading into that contest.
Yeah, you know, like I said, almost 5 years ago, it's hard to believe, but, you know, they were a tough opponent, and I think the other two times we had played them, we had lost really close games, and, you know, we kind of had a up-and-down year. We started playing right at the right time. You know, everybody came together, and going into that Sunday, we knew that, you know, we had gotten there. It didn't really matter how we got there. We had gotten there, and we had to, you know, come out and just give them our best shot. We knew they were going to come out and execute, be a tough opponent, but, you know, we thought we had all the tools there necessary in order to win the game, and as we're all aware, it was a slugfest, and the game ventured, and it just came down to, you know, one lucky shot, and it went in, and, you know, it's history from there. But it was a great game, and, you know, it was just every time we played Center, it was always a punching match, and they're great opponents, and they have great players, and, you know, as we see, even now, they still got a great program, so hats off to them for, you know, continuing to be a great program in the SCAC. But, you know, we came with a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm in that game. It worked out for us.
You know, you mentioned a punching match. It was an incredible game that day as well, to no one's surprise. Austin, 13 ties in that game, 12 lean changes. Not only did you hit the game-winning shot from half court, but lost in all that was the fact that you scored 9 of the Tigers' final 13 points of the game as well. Just sort of take me through what you remember about your game on that specific day.
Yeah, you know, I think, not to sound cliche, but I kind of felt like I was just getting a nice little rhythm and a nice little zone, especially during the second half. You know, my teammates did a great job finding me and in good positions to score. I know throughout the year we kind of worked on me getting a lot more touches in the post and kind of, you know, working from that angle. And I remember several plays towards the end of the game where, you know, I was on the block or a little bit above the block and just kind of got the chance to, you know, face up and kind of work from there. And, you know, it was a great strategy, and it ended up working out a lot. But, you know, it was a really good rhythm to the game. And I think the only thing that I really do remember vividly is that I wasn't really thinking as much as just going out and playing basketball. And I think that's, as a player, any person who's played an organized sport can agree with that and feel, you know, when you're at your best, when you're not really thinking, you're just playing the game. And I think, you know, if there's one thing I remember, I just kind of remember being in the zone and just knowing that I didn't want to lose. And I had a couple of friends who were seniors on the team as well, and I didn't want to let them down. I just wanted to try to extend our life as much as possible. And, you know, obviously it wasn't just me, it was our entire team. And, you know, like I said, we were just playing right at the right time, and we were doing all the little things defensively that kind of triggered our offensive transition game, and we executed in the half court, and, you know, just came out with the win. But I definitely remember just being in a zone and kind of just letting the game come to me, and, you know, my teammates did a great job of finding me.
You know, resetting the game, Austin, looking back at with Tigers down 2, Steven Schott nails two clutch free throws with 3 seconds left to tie the game up at 61. Center then, of course, moves the ball down the court, calls timeout. What do you remember Coach Finland telling you guys in the huddle, setting up that defense, getting prepared for Center's last effort, you know, to win the game with just 2 seconds left?
Yeah, you know, I don't recall much with detail. I do remember we definitely made an emphasis to switch every screen, and I think that was our main focus, just to make sure nobody was really open because of a lack of communication. So just by establishing that we were going to switch every screen from jump, I think that gave everybody their role pretty much, no matter what happens. Whenever a screen's coming, to switch it and switch hard, so that nobody gets loose and has a chance to, get a lucky shot. And I think that's what we did. And luckily, you know, like you said, Steve hit two big free throws before. I mean, we wouldn't even have been in position to do that if he wouldn't have hit those free throws. So, but, you know, and he also had the ball, and I think, too, two half court, so two big plays from him. And I think the biggest emphasis was just making sure that nobody got loose for a freak shot. And, you know, we obviously executed, so we did a great job at that.
Coming out of the timeout, Austin, the defense is set, switching on every ball screen. Let's take a listen to that final call there, courtesy of former voice of the Tigers, Wes Anderson.
Sam Houston will pull the trigger in front of the center bench. Lob four, out of there, loose basketball, also with a chance for the win.
You know, just Austin, first of all, just your emotions, you know, that you feel every time you hear that call. I'd imagine it's impossible that a smile doesn't come to your face every time you hear it.
No, yeah, definitely. It really is one of those things you don't really believe. Even till this day, it's been 5 years, and you know, it still hasn't totally sunk into me that it actually happened. I mean, I look at it and I try to think about exactly what was going through my head, and I can't really remember. The funniest thing that I can remember is that I actually don't think I was supposed to be guarding the player that I was. I think I was matched up with somebody else, and my teammate Ryan Wernz told me that, and I was so zoned in on what I was doing. I just told him to go guard the inbounder. So really, I shouldn't even have been where I was, but you know, luckily I was. And but yeah, it's a surreal experience, like I said before. And honestly, when I look at it, I all you can do is just, like you said, a smile and say, wow, you know, that's something that, you know, basketball player dreams of, you know, since they started playing as little kids, you know, the chance to win a game-winning shot, and it's that kind of magnitude. And, you know, obviously it sent us to the NCAA tournament. And so, you know, just an absolutely unbelievable experience, something I'll never forget. And, you know, like I said, that we wouldn't even have that opportunity to have, all my teammates stepped up and contributed. So, you know, it's just as much credit to them as it is to me.
So just take me through a first-hand play, the way that play developed. I know you said the ball was tipped out to you right place at the right time. And when you let it go, did you feel like maybe it had a chance to go in as soon as you left your hand?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, I think as a basketball player, you can you have a good feel for when, you know, your shot's on target, whether it be, you know, a three-pointer, a free throw, you know, from 61 feet. And, you know, being left-handed, I think, was obviously an advantage as well, because I was able to just kind of go with the motion and just turn and be in my strong hand. And, you know, when I let it go, it was on target. And I just said to myself, you know, it has a chance. I never in a million years would I expect for it to actually go in, but, you know, it was on target. It just felt good when it left, and it was one of those things you kind of knew, like, that's got a really good chance of, you know, going in. And it did, you know. And, you know, it's, like I said, it's something I'll never forget, and it's still mind-boggling to me till this day. But when I let it go, it definitely looked good.
You know, Austin, as you watch that video, some people who may not have noticed, if you look in the bottom right-hand corner, Coach Finland sort of has his hand in the air as you let the ball go. He's sort of leaning, got a little body language going, trying to will it in. And, of course, when it goes in, everybody goes nuts. What did Coach Finland say to you? What was the first thing he said to you after you hit that shot and obviously congratulated you in the excitement that happened afterwards?
You know, I think, I mean, I can't really remember exactly what he said, but, you know, it was along the lines of, you know, great job. You guys, you know, you deserve this. You guys worked so hard throughout the year, through all the adversity we had been through, up and down. You know, like I said, we had a really rough season. You know, it was a lot of really a roller coaster ride. And, you know, we faced a lot of adversity. And I think that tournament really symbolized, you know, what we were as a team that year. We had high expectations for ourselves because we knew internally how good we could be. And, you know, throughout the season, we hadn't reached those goals. And I think playing right at that time, especially with what was on the line, really, really epitomized what our season, a lot of resolve that we had as a team. And, you know, I think, you know, that's really what he wanted to stress, that he was just proud of me and proud of our team. And we had gone through so much, you know, the fact that we were there and we paid attention to the details and we got a chance, we put ourselves with a chance to win. And that's all we could ask for, just to give ourselves a chance to win. And we did that. And, you know, I think that's really what he stressed at the end of the game, just our resolve and our resilience as a team throughout the year and how, you know, it accumulated to that point and us, you know, having an opportunity to go to the NCAA tournament.
Of course, your shot, Wes Anderson's call, really blew up on the national scene, featured on ESPN's Jim Jim's Play of the Day, Mike and Mike, the list goes on and on. When did you first realize that you would become sort of the basketball story of the day on that afternoon?
You know, it's funny. I think my dad got a call from one of his old college teammates and said, you know, I heard about your son's shot. And my dad was like, you know, that's not possible. It only happened 3 or 4 hours ago. And so, you know, I think that's kind of originally how I said, oh, wow, like it's kind of spread already. And then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, I'm getting, you know, my assistant coach is telling me it might be on SportsCenter, it might be on ESPN. And then obviously with social media today, you know, you can contact somebody in an instant. So I got a whole bunch of Facebook messages of people telling me that they had heard about my shot. They didn't necessarily see it on ESPN because I don't think it had aired yet. But, you know, they're telling me they heard about it and they heard it was going to be on ESPN. And so from that point on, I think it kind of got in my head, well, wow, this thing could be big. And, you know, actually, when I actually found out that it was going to be on ESPN, that was just an awesome experience. And I think I actually wrote down a list somewhere of the plays that were in front of me just to, you know, I never imagined that it would be number one. I thought it would be, you know, four or five. And then I remember I was at my frat house watching it with some of my friends, and when we saw it was number one, it, you know, it's just crazy from there. But, I think it all started really with that phone call my dad got. And after that, I was kind of like, this thing could kind of get big. And, of course, we all know where it went from there.
You know, a follow-up to that, Austin, sort of, you know, as a sports fan, just talk about what it's like to sit down, watch SportsCenter, top plays rolls around. As you mentioned, you're sitting at your fraternity house starting to write down the plays that were ahead of you, that were coming on before you. They get to number one, you know, being talked about on Mike and Mike, a national radio show. Just as a sports fan, it just must have been incredible to sit down and watch SportsCenter, something you probably watch every day, whether it's, you know, getting up before you go to class or when you get home in the evenings before you go to sleep, and you were the number one play on the ESPN SportsCenter.
Yeah, you know, they air SportsCenter, you know, 3 or 4 times within the day, and usually you get bored of it after the second time, and I'm pretty sure I watched all 4 or 5 episodes that night and that morning, and it never got old, but, you know, it's just an unbelievable experience, and I think, ironically enough, the morning of the game, I was in our hotel, and my roommate was Steven Schott, and you know, we were watching SportsCenter, and I said to him, you know, I have several things I want to accomplish in my life, and one of them is getting on SportsCenter. I said, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it. And true story, that actually happened. And obviously that day, I hit the shot. So if it's an omen or whatever, you know, whatever you want to call it, no matter how much time has passed, I remember it like it was yesterday. And it's hard to believe that it actually happened, and it was that long ago, but it's unbelievable. I mean, you couldn't, you know, especially for Division III kids, you know, no scholarship, not a lot of fanfare. You know, to be on a level like that, he's only be, you know, for 15 minutes, you know, not just for me, but for my team. And obviously our women's team did great that year, winning the school's first national championship, just putting our entire, you know, university and Division III basketball as a whole, just, you know, kind of on that national platform, kind of giving, you know, the little people, I guess, for lack of a better term, you know, something to just be proud of and get some recognition. That's a great, it's a great feeling and a great experience and something I'll never forget.
And just an incredible story. You know, as I mentioned, Austin, 3 days later, you appeared on ESPN2's show Cold Pizza, being interviewed by Dana Jacobson. Just talk about that experience. Most of our listeners probably don't even know that you had to get a lift from DePaul's SID, Bill Wagner, down into Indianapolis to be able to get the satellite feed into the ESPN studios. Just talk about what that experience was like and being on a show that, again, something you probably watched, you know, if not every day, once or twice a week, just as a fan, and now being on that show and being a part of it.
Side note, great shout out to Wags. He's a great guy, best out there. Yeah, it was a crazy experience, and you know, I'd always watched you know, SportsCenter and Cold Pizza, loved the show. And the funny thing is, you know, before the interview went on, I thought they were going to give me some kind of prompt of what questions they were going to ask me, so I could have some kind of, you know, general idea of what I was going to be answering. And I think Dana got on the in her headset, and I could hear her, and she said, "Oh, hey, nice to meet you, like, great shot." So she's like, "We're kind of just going to go rapid fire, so here we go." And then we went live. So, you know, kind of nerve-wracking, but at the same time, you know, great experience. And like you said, you know, you watch the, any sports fan, you know, athlete or whatever it may be, watches Cold Pizza, you know, watches SportsCenter all the time, and, you know, to go from watching that stuff all day to actually watching yourself on there is obviously an unbelievable experience, you know. So, like I said, there's just really no words, like you said before, to describe the feeling. But, you know, one thing for sure, it never gets old, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's incredible, you know, as you know, you have your experience with that, and myself being an SCAC guy, I went to Oglethorpe University. I remember that day very well, obviously, the shot, and then seeing, oh my goodness, an SCAC, you know, member being on SportsCenter and ESPN, and then hearing that you were going to be on Cold Pizza. I'll never forget watching it myself and just being so proud as another SCAC member was on, and just thinking, wow, this is incredible that our conference, you know, was getting so much publicity. You know, finally, Austin, just talk about the lasting memories that you will always have from that moment, from the shot securing the SCAC title, a berth to the NCAA tournament, you know, from 61 feet away, just what you'll always have with you.
Yeah, you know, I think, I mean, obviously the shot's amazing, but the thing that I'll remember the most is just my teammates, you know, and, you know, you really don't, I mean, our coach always used to tell us this, you know, as a player, you don't really understand it until you become a senior, and those, you know, your playing window dwindles down right before your eyes, but, you know, you don't really remember the scores, you don't remember the stat line, you just, like, you remember being at the hotel with your teammates, you remember, you know, the long practices, the bus rides, and the team dinners, and that's really the stuff I remember, especially from that moment. It was just a special moment for, as you said, the SCAC, for DePaul, for myself, for my teammates, for all the coaches involved, because, like I said, we had been through so much that season. I mean, still to this day, I had a lot of good friends on that team. And, you know, especially, to Todd Capes and Alex Stewart, who were, you know, both seniors, really just wanted to extend their basketball careers as much as possible. And I can appreciate that a lot more now, because when I was a senior, we lost in the NCAA tournament on a last-second shot in overtime. I know how that feels, and I just wanted to do whatever I could to help us stay alive. And I guess, like I said, the thing I'll remember the most is just my teammates and the great experience that I had with them. And, you know, that made a lot of my collegiate career. And, you know, I'll never forget that. I'll never forget them. And like I said, it was a great experience, not just for me, but for everyone involved. And, you know, it's just, like I said, it's unbelievable to think about even now. But, you know, if there's one thing I'm going to remember, it's definitely just, you know, just playing with my teammates and being able to enjoy that moment with a lot of people I cared about a lot.
Former DePaul University Tiger Austin Brown. Austin, again, thank you so much for your time, and congratulations on the top moment in SCAC men's basketball history over the last 20 years.
Thanks for having me.